Sagt der Mishnah weiter, sagt des Makis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. The Pasuk says, Al Pishnayim Edim, by the word of two Edim, two witnesses, Oishloisha Edim, or three Edim, Yumas Hames, the person that's Chayiv Misa should get Misa. So what does this mean on the basis of two or three? If Miskayemes Ha'edus B'Shnayim, if the Edus, if the testimony is Miskayemes, is established B'Shnayim, with two witnesses, so of course with three. Lama Parata Kasav B'Shloisha, why does the Pasuk mention that the Edus is Kasha with three witnesses? If two are enough, three are for sure enough. Ella rather, Lahakish Shloisha Lishnayim, the Pasuk mentions three Edim to compare the halacha of three Edim to that of two Edim. And it teaches us what we're going to learn right now. Ma Shloisha, Mazimenes Hashnayim, just like a group of three Edim, we can understand ourselves, is believed to make a smaller group of only two Edim into Edim Zaymimim. Right? We learned this earlier. That one set of Edim is believed, Yisachar and Zvolun are believed, to discredit all the other Edim. So if you had a set of three Edim saying, if it was Yisachar, Zvolun, and Menasha, that kept saying about Edus that they're not good, of course we believe them. The Chiddush is the other way around. That Af HaShnayim Yizoymu Es HaShlosha, the two Edim can make a larger group of three Edim into Zaymimim. The Yisachar and Zvulun would be able to say that Reuven, Shimon, and Gimpel are all Edim Zaymimim. Not only that, not only three, but even 100. Even if 100 Edim came, two can make them all into Edim Zaymimim. Umenayin, and from where do we know, Afilomeya, that two Edim can make even a group of 100 Edim into Zaymimim? This is a very big Chiddush. We have 100 people marching into Bezdin, saying Edus about Levi. Two people follow them and testify that they saw all 100 Edim somewhere else at that time. We believe the two. Talmud Lomer, therefore the Pasuk teaches us Edim. In other words, the Pasuk says, Al Pishnayim Edim Oy Shloisha Edim. This teaches us that every set of Edim has the same halacha. It doesn't make a difference how many Edim are in the set. And just like the Torah says that two Edim are believed to say that another set are Zoymimim, they can do it to two and they can do it to 100. Rabbi Shimon says, you know why the Torah mentions two Edim together with three? Do you know why the Pasuk says, Al Pishnayim Edim Oy Shloisha Edim Yumas Hames? It is to teach us Ma Shnai, just like two Edim. Einon Neherog, and they cannot be killed. They cannot be executed by Bezdin. Achiyu Shneim Zaymimim, unless both of them are found to be Zaymimim. In other words, if Reuven and Shimon come and they say Levi was Mechal Shabbos, then Yisachar and Zvulun come and they say, Reuven, we don't know about Shimon, but Reuven, he was with us at that time. So of course we're not going to give Shimon Misa, because there's no Edus to say that he's lying, but Reuven was lying. No. You can't give Reuven the punishment that he wanted to give to Levi unless you are mazim both Reuven and Shimon. Unless Yisachar and Zvulun can say that both Reuven and Shimon were with us at a different place. Just like that would be true for Reuven and Shimon, af shloisha. If Reuven, Shimon, and Gimpel all came to say Edus that Levi was Mechal Shabbos, einon neherogin achiyu shloshta zaymimim. Even if Yisachar and Zvulun would come and say, oh, Reuven and Shimon were with us, but we don't know about Gimpel, then you can't give Reuven and Shimon Misa. Einon neherogin, no one can be killed achiyu shloshta zaymimim, until all three, Reuven, Shimon, and Gimpel, are found to be Edim Zaymimim. Umenayin afilameya. And from where would we know that the same halacha applies even to a group of 100 Edim? Talmud Lomer, therefore the Pasuk says, Edim. We have the word Edim an extra time. Al Pishnayim Edim Oishloisha Edim. And from here we learn, it doesn't make a difference how large the group is. It could be 100 Edim. Reuven, Shimon, Gimpel, list another 97 people. But none of them can be punished as Zaymimim unless the entire group is found to be Zaymimim. Rabbi Akiva says, what do we learn from this pasuk? What do we learn from the pasuk? Al Pishnayim Edim Oishloisha Edim Yumas Hameis Loiba Shlishi. The third pasuk does not come to teach us the previous halachais. It doesn't mean, says the Tosfos Yamtiv, that Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the previous halachas. It just means that we don't necessarily learn it from this pasuk. What do we learn from this pasuk? Ela rather, lihachmir olav. It comes to teach us. Let's say you have a group of three Edim, Reuven, Shimon, and Gimpel, who came to testify about Levi that he was Mechal Shabbos. Let's say they are found to be Zaymanim. Yisachar and Zvulun come and they say, yes, Reuven, Shimon, and Gimpel were with us in a different place at that time that they supposedly saw Levi be Mechal Shabbos. So lehachmer olav, you must be strict with the third witness, with Gimpel. Velasois dinoi kayoitza be'elu, and give them the same din as the other two Edim. In other words, just like we're going to be Mekayim by Reuven and Shimon, Vasisim loy kashazamim lases liachiv, they wanted to give Levi Misa, Reuven and Shimon will get Misa. The same is true for Gimpel. In other words, we punish the third aid just as we would punish the first two aidim. Although L'chaira, Gimpel's aidus was not needed here, Reuven and Shimon alone would have been enough to give Levi Misa. But if Gimpel joined them, then the third witness, that being Gimpel, is going to be punished for his false eidus along with Reuven and Shimon. And what do we learn from here? Zakt Rabbi Akiva Vaiter, the Imkain, if so, that Onash HaKosif, that the Pasuk punished, Linitpal Li'Oivri Aveir, to a person that just joined witnesses. Right? There's an Iker and a Tafel. If you make a bracha on the Iker, it patters the Tafel. Tafel means like just a side thing, not the main thing. Gimpel is like a side thing here. In Yiddish, there's an expression, the fifth Redel Simvogen, the fifth wheel to the wagon. You didn't need him. He's the third aid. But because he joined the first two, he is punished. So v'imkein onash hakasev lenitpal li'ovri aved. If we punish someone who joined a group of false witnesses, ki oivri aveira, as if he was mamish, the oivri aveira. So remember, the schar for a mitzvah is always greater than the punishment for an aveira. That's called meruba midataiva. So al achas kama v'kama, for sure, how much more so, yishalim sachar, does the Torah give a reward, linitpal, for someone who joins li'oisei mitzvah, people performing a mitzvah, ki'oisei mitzvah, as if they did the mitzvah. So if a bunch of bachurim are sitting and learning, and you say, look, if I join them, is the Beis Medrash going to look any nicer? No. You get as much schar as they do. People are giving tzedakah. They have enough. What's mine going to help? When you join people that do mitzvahs, you get the same schar, whether you're the ikar or the tafel. Of course, in the case of Limud HaTorah, you're not a tuffle. You're learning as you're learning. But in terms of the kavod for the Beis HaMedrash, let's say there's a new boy in your class. Some of the other boys in your class go over and they say, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Oh, they're being makarif him already. He can already come home and say to his mother, the boys were nice to me. They came over to me. They asked me if they can help in any way. Why should I go over? No, you go over. And everyone gets the same schar. So how many drashas did we have that we learned from the pasuk, Al pishnayim edim o shloisha edim yom ha-semes? First, we learned that any two Edim can be mazim, a larger group. Yisachar and Zvulun can say, Reuven, Shimon, and Gimpel were with us, even up to 100. Reb Shimon says, we learned that if a group of three come and they say, we saw Levi be Mechal Shabbos, neither of them can become Edim Zayimim unless we are mazim all three. And the same is true if 100 people came. You can't give any one Misa unless all 100 become Edim Zayimim. Unless we can say about all 100, they were someplace else at that time. Rabbi Akiva says it comes to teach us, just like the third person is punished over here. Reuven, Shimon, and Gimpel come along and they say so-and-so is Chayiv Misa. Just like the third one, whoever came last, whether Reuven came last, or Shimon came last, or Gimpel came last, L'chair he had two without him. But he's a nitpal li'oisei aveira. He joins the Yosei Aveira, and therefore he's included in the punishment. Alachas kama v'kama, how much more so when it comes to doing mitzvahs. And even if you're not the main person doing the mitzvah, but you're joining the people to do the mitzvah, kal v'chaymer, that you get the same schar like the first people that are doing the mitzvah.